Good morning. I'm Jay Jury's son. I serve as Social Sciences Coordinator and Education Outreach Coordinator for the Northern Gulf Institute, which is a NOAA cooperative institute. And we work ecosystem studies along the Mississippi Gulf Coast from the Texas-Louisiana border to the Big Bend region of Florida, and then also up the watershed. And that's where my hook in with Dad's work comes in. So basically, I study how people think, and then I also translate science so that people can understand what we're doing. Is that going to get me? Yeah. So first, I want to say some thank yous to Dennis and everyone else for putting this together. It's a real honor to be here and presenting at an event like this. Also, special thanks to Lynn for everything you've done. So growing up with the science. Science starts early in our family. Here we are examining an eroded reservoir shoreline. I am piloting a terrain adaptive observing platform with an autonomous roving unit down in the lower left-hand corner. Two years later, Karen would join the team, and she dove right in as well. Family vacation centered around science meetings. Summer trips would be 2 weeks headed out to the AIBS meetings, wherever those would be. An early trip included Oxford, Mississippi to Seattle, Washington, with a hook down the California coast and back through Death Valley in a 65 Malibu without air conditioning. So truly family vacation. You know, those were days of growing up playing with kids in conference centers, stomping roaches in the conference housing, stomping roaches in New Orleans, and learning to juggle with the billiard balls in the Tucson dormitory we were staying at. Once we got older, we started attending papers with our parents. I was particularly interested in the limnology section, particularly recreational species and hook and line sampling. Once I was old enough, Dad would hand me the program and I would go off and attend papers on my own at 12 and 13, and no one ever messed with you. So it was good times. So as Lynn presented, Dad liked doing his own science and his own collections, and that meant that the family was involved as well. In Oxford, we grew up traveling on weekends over to the Delta, doing sediment collection and water collections in various watersheds in the Delta of Mississippi. With a aluminum boat on top of the car, we'd pull up to some slough, unload. Dad and Mom would go out, do some grab sampling and some water sampling, and Karen and I would run along and play in the floodplain, the pools left, chase fish that were left from high water, or learning early recycling. In that day, you could grab return for deposit bottles, and at the end of the day, we'd have enough for a good load of candy at one of the country stores there in the Delta somewhere. I've been used as a LIDAR flight line target at the USDA field. Dad would be at one end, I'd be at the other, and you know, waving at Renee as he was flying lines over the Kogan grass, or the gamma grass. Karen and Mom have been involved in remote sensing ground truthing and leaf cover measurements. Mom was so involved in the work that she had to get get certified as a USDA volunteer so that she wouldn't get in trouble for being at research sites and traveling in research vehicles and all that. So, yes. Staying out of trouble. So obviously this led to doing our own science. Dad was very much involved with what we were doing. Science fair, I had a three-year study of the Patuxent River as it flowed through Laurel, Maryland, collecting water above and below and at three sites in between. It was 3 months during the wintertime, November, December, January, looking at nutrients, dissolved oxygen, salinity, and turbidity, water speed, addressing issues of stormwater runoff, nutrients, and salinity from road salting. I was one place from going to the National Science Fair in my third year. The Marine Corps gave me a nice $50 savings bond, which I used in 2007 as part of a down payment for my third house. So, with Karen, she was more into field research. During and after her undergrad and during her graduate studies, my folks were involved with bird tagging, a California mouse project looking at pair bond fidelity studies, where they were radio tagging mice and setting them free. I don't know if they got to do any skunk tagging and chasing skunks in Texas. They stayed out of that deal. And the pictures here of Karen and Dad digging in the mud again. These are collecting Karen's mineral traps for a fungal mycelium study, seeing which bacteria would inhabit calcium, phosphorus, and quartz traps, and what was involved there. So the science continues. This is my stepdaughter, Vienna. Her mother is a math professor, but is heavily involved in STEM programs in middle school, science, technology, education, and mathematics. She has a program called Wet Kids, which is a wetlands education program for middle schoolers. Vienna was three when this program started. She's now six. She's been participating in all the events, shark dissection. She is removing the eye from a ladyfish here. So much the same way Karen and I grew up being involved with science. Vienna's right there. Karen's family's involved in science. Her husband does watershed conservation and restoration work in California. And I'm sure that Malika will be, ankle deep in the mud as soon as she's old enough to enjoy such things. So I thank you very much for the opportunity to present, and thank you for everything.